You're listening to Montezuma Mixtape. On this show, we provide evidence to the claim that everyone has a story to tell.
It's the story we tell around the campfire when we warm our hands and our ears are open. The story we tell on the first date to conjure laughter from across the table. It's the story that brings the party to a huddle as the night becomes a brimming reservoir of curiosity and superstitious happenstance. These stories are heartwarming or disturbing, God's honest truth or a load of bunk. To put it simply, these stories are good stories, moving, memorable, and repeatable. The purpose of the show is to cultivate the stories that come from our neighbors' mouths, give them a megaphone, and show that a small town county is, without exception, full of big stories.
The second component of this show is music. Music to show how stories find new expression in other mediums and art forms that places deeper into a thatching. Each episode, there will be an original mixtape that aligns with the story, not necessarily stylistically, but thematically. So listen close and connect the dots.
Our guests this week are a poet and a fiction writer.
They're also fifth graders at Luis Ariola Elementary School.
We're proud to welcome Alex.
I'm Alex York.
And Kenny.
And Kenny. Yelling, but you just can't find the words. Guy still loves all the pieces of her jigsaw.
Okay, so. Do I just read it?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry this is kind of like right in your face, but it'll make it sound better.
Hello, I'm Kenneth Scott Lowe, the best person in the world. Hello, I'm Kenny. I'm only man, but with a special power. I'm Dragonborn. I'm not the only one. It's me, Alex Kelsey. Dragonborn means I can absorb dragon souls. That is very rare. I used to be an orc, but I changed myself to a human in the Fountain of Wishes. But now, I'm back to change to a Khajiit. A Khajiit is a half-man, half-cat. I'm a lynx Khajiit. It's a matter of if anyone will recognize me. I come back to camp, and Alex and Kelsey were pulling out their swords. Alex said, "State your business." I said, "I'm Kenny. I changed to a Khajiit in the Fountain of Wishes." "Okay, I believe you. But just to make sure, what is my name and how did you find me and her?" "Alex, I found you and Kelsey after some guards were chasing guys, so I killed the guards and saved you guys." "Why were they being chased?" "You were so hungry you stole a piece of bread." "Okay, it's Kenny. With a sigh of relief, I went to hunting. When they caught a caribou, I was feeling hungry, asking them for something. They handed me a piece of bread, and I said, 'So where'd you steal this?' Ha ha, very funny." Page change. "Well, I'm not the thief. It was either that piece of bread or our life, or we would be dead." "Okay, I didn't mean to offend you." "Mm-hmm." We laughed. That night, I slept with, well, a full stomach. Everything as I was dreaming. I saw my father. He said, "Son, you're in great danger. Something big is going to happen in war." I awoke. Then I told Alex and Kelsey. My kids died from heart disease. I went to look out, and the king said, "Everyone in Wendtown, come battle. Kenny, Alex, and Kelsey. We need your help. Dawnstar is attacking. We'll be there to attack."
My
Chapter 2, The Great War. As we rode up on our horses, the dragon, we got our swords, and we yelled, "For Wendelm and Dragon Reach and Skyrim!" We have the upper hand. We're dragonborn. We all attacked. I used my shout to blow them away. Today, we all fight for our brothers, our sisters, all of our relatives. 1,000 to 100, the Windhelm people will fight for everything. That is what I thought as I attacked the king. They captured me, Alex, and Kelsey. We were brought to jail to be executed. We kept on hearing the sound of a dragon. So, sound. We yelled, "There's a dragon around, you need to set us free. We're the Dragonborn." They didn't believe us, we had to do something. I called for the gods to free me. Then I got a burst of strength, broke my chains, and then I saw the executor. He was scared to attack. I wondered why, and then I saw the dragon flew over blue fire. Then the end, till series 2, The Elder Scroll.
Awesome. Is there any particular sound like an orc would make?
Bleh.
Perfect. Uh-oh, not time.
Okay. Evergreen Park. A road splits trees in darkness, from flowers and light. A lake strikes the center. Dirt tired from the hikes. A map, a monster, a girl. Hide in time and fence. Dawn and dusk fall again and again. Full, half, and quarter moons, shower, season change. Flies and prey birds cover her companion. He's never to move, frozen in time. And when 12 strikes the clock, she will join her companion.
Thank you. see cows hanging out under spreading trees. Zoom, they're gone behind the sign. White letters pointing to the long white line, and I'm going to the country. Oh, la 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 la. Going to the country, sunshine, smile on me. I can smell the grass growing in the field. Wind in my hair tells me how it feels. Farmhouse, silver roof flashing by. Tractor, trailer, truck says goodbye with a sigh, and I'm going to the country. Sunshine, smile on me. Birds singing, I'm singing in my bones. Doesn't much matter now where I'm going. Get it when I get there is what I'll do. If I get enough, I'll give some to you.
Rusty farm, rusted barbed wire, cows in the field. Moo, moo, they cry. Gracie, our dog, white with age. Rusted bucket, full of tadpoles. Our horses scream, nay, nay, she says. Our chickens clucking with fear as the coyote comes near. Rusted farm, fox and coyote steal tonight. Fox croaking, mosquitoes buzzing. The golden fields grow silver, and a rusted barn cries in misery. Hay whistling in the fall wind. She brings storms and dust, coloring leaves with her crayons. But when winter comes, she eats color out of the land, but leaves white water. Spring brings her birth to the land and green. Then summer comes. Kids play. She loves the earth because she hugs it with her warmth.
Very nice.
Thank you. in spite of the weather, we can learn to make it together.
I think that'll be great.
Return of the milk.
Return of the milk.
Revenge of the milk.
We're going to write a poem right now called Revenge of the Milk.
Yeah, Star Wars, the Revenge of the Milk.
The Milky Way.
Yeah, let me help you out there.
There's some done with my pizza. That's
there you
good.
Go. You don't have milk pizza.
Yeah.
No one likes milk pizza.
Yeah.
Kenny likes milk pizza.
Only Kenny would.
No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn iron today.
You've been listening to Montezuma Mixtape, showcasing big stories from a small town county.
Today's guests have been Kenny Lowe and Alex York from Luis Ariola Elementary School.
Here at the Montezuma Mixtape, we believe that everyone has a story to tell. If you're ready to tell yours, contact us by sending an email to montezumamixtape@gmail.com.
Montezuma Mixtape is created, produced, and hosted by myself, Greg Harpel, and Ian Mott. Our thanks go to our storytellers, Allison Robinson, for letting us visit her classroom, and to KSJD Dryland Community Radio.
Visit ksjd.org to find full Montezuma Mixtape episodes streaming online.
Join us again next month for another story from Montezuma County.